I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here to our area. It appears Jessup has adopted ordinances that restricting data centers, and this is not a bad thing. They're looking out for their people, and that's exactly what they should be doing. And again, these data centers are not the boogeyman or woman, depending on how you want to look at the data centers. I'm not judging. But they also have to be done properly. And my biggest concern, the two things that I have, is are they going to produce their own power supply? And what's their cooling situation as far as groundwater? Obviously, where they are going to be is also a main concern, especially for the townships where they're located. Now, it's easy for me and a lot of you that these data centers are not being located in the township-wise to say, oh, it's a great thing. And it is a great thing if it's done properly, if it's done right. If there's areas where this does not interfere with the day-to-day lives of everybody and it's doable for the centers themselves and they can get power and create their own power, then let's do the right thing. But any future data center developments in Jessup must be built above the Casey Highway while adhering to more than a dozen conditions intended to protect residents. Borough Council unanimously adopted an ordinance this week amending the town's zoning to better address data centers. Your ordinance creates a special zoning overlay district requiring any future data center proposals to be sited on industrial land above the Casey Highway. The legislation makes data center development conditional use, which means developers will have to attend public hearings and show that they can adhere to conditions in legislation before council approves their project. It also addresses solar farms and wind turbines as well. Seeing moves like, and listen, I don't know any of the council members in Jessup. Let me caveat by stating that first. I don't know who they are. I couldn't tell you. I mean, their names are in the story. But other than that, I don't know them and don't know their background or their history. But this is where who you elect to these positions truly matters. And this goes for any township, not just Jessup, any township. Archibald's another town that's looking at this. You know, there's Covington and Clifton looking at this. And the Goldsboro area could possibly be looking at this. Who you elect to these positions is extremely important. It can't be just the good guy or girl, the person we know or name recognition or a connected person. It needs to be someone who has a little bit of experience in what they're doing here. And that has not always been the case in our townships. It's not been the case in my township over the years. It's not been the case in a lot of townships that I've dealt with, especially on the government level, to where they really didn't have a clue for a lot of things, but they were a nice person, and they promised the right things. This is the future of your land's generational, these data centers, where this industry goes, where other industries goes. So it could be warehouses. It could be cold centers like Covington has already become accustomed to and warehousing. It's truly important that you pay attention to and you look at the resume and the experience. And also, if we elect you to be our township supervisors, if we elect you to run our community, to be a councilman, what are you going to do to better your skill set, to better your knowledge, to be a better matriarch or matron of this township and vote the way the people expect you to and in the best interest of all the people? What training are you going to go to? What classes are there statewide, locally, nationally, where you can come up and get up on these things? Because these data centers have influxed us so quickly in such a short amount of time.
The The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where is the industrial complex? And I understand they're the ones who want this, but you know, the Penn State's extensions, the Harrisburg. I know they just had a big question and answer here where they brought a lot of people together, but where are the trainings to where these individuals can go to? Where are townships looking? Hey, where are these data centers now? And can we schedule a visit? Can we schedule a meeting, even by Zoom, with those council members? If there's data centers in New Jersey or New York presently right now, are you reaching out to these people and sitting down and says, okay, what did you do leading up to the process? Now that the process is here and you already have the data centers or they're already being built, what mistakes do you think you made? What would have you done better? What do you think you'd change? In hindsight, this is how good government works. This is how people who want to lead good government ensure their personal knowledge to do what's best. So they can say, hey, I didn't know a lot about data centers, and I'm sure a lot of people in our area don't. Why would we? It's new. But I reached out to the town councils or the township leaders in these areas that have them now, and I scheduled multiple calls and multiple meetings, and I'm even planning a site visit. These are the things I want to start hearing from the people in Jessup, from the people in Archibald, from the people in Covington and Clifton Township that lead those communities. Where are you reaching out to where these have already, where it's a, before us in the process? They're advancing, they're ahead of us. What are we learning from their mistakes and successes that could better situate us and better situate the people who are going to be neighboring these facilities, possibly working at these facilities, impacted by these facilities? What kind of environmental studies have already been done in these areas where they said, hey, we didn't think of that, and now we're dealing with this? So I applaud Jessup from getting ahead of this and saying, hey, these got to be in industrial areas. We don't want them neighboring people. Archibald might want to take a look at that because some of the industrial centers or some of the data centers that they're looking at is right up against not only residential, but you have Valley View School District, which is right down the road. You know, if these data centers and their cooling provide a whole lot of noise, especially during the winter where there's not a lot of foliage, you know, are our school districts going to have to deal with loud humming noise, which something that we learned in Covington with the industrial area, where their cooling centers and their trucks idling constantly with deliveries, we're causing noise issues. We're causing quality of life issues. We don't need that causing learning issues with our schools like, say, Valley View, which, again, there's a couple of these data centers planned pretty close to that. And when you don't have the foliage on the trees, that sound makes a difference. I mean, from my property, because I live on top of a mountain, once the leaves fall, I-81 is probably 6 miles, 6.5 miles from my house. I could hear trucks going up and down it, especially at night, pretty clearly from my windows if they're open. So if you have a data center a mile away and they have these huge industrial fans blowing to cool an entire building to what is said to be pretty extensive cooling, is that noise, is that hum going to affect our school districts, going to affect the learning process? You know, it's amazing what you get used to after a while. I grew up and was born and raised right next to LaGuardia Airport. I don't think I could do that now, but after a couple of weeks, it would be fine. You know, my children live right near a Navy base where F-18s take off every 5 minutes. You get used to it after a little bit. But these are things that we should be looking at, and I want to see these borough council members, these township leaders, reaching out to other areas, and I don't care where they are. Zoom is a beautiful thing. You could talk to anyone anywhere and get the lay of the ground. What would you do different? What was a success? What did you do that you think was a great thing to do then? Where did you fall short? These are things, and those are hard conversations to have. People don't like to admit, well, they screwed up. But open concept, open conversations like that, even on a confidential level, to say, hey, this is just between us so I can guide my community better, is a good thing I'd like to see leading from the front. So it's 3:24 here at WILK. Time for a break. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.